Ken Burns' latest documentary on the history of cancer has generated a lot of media buzz around a disease that touches nearly everyone. Hospitals across the country are showing shortened versions of the film to jumpstart community discussions about the illness. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, Rutland will host a screening tomorrow night.
Cancer is the second leading cause of death in Vermont after heart disease. And Rutland County, which has a higher smoking rate than the rest of the state, sees more lung cancer and other tobacco-related cancers. Dr. Alan Eisman, head of oncology at Rutland Regional Medical Center, says the more people talk about cancer and how to prevent it, the better.
Everyone's been touched by cancer in one way or another. So this is a non-medical way, with the documentary that is more of a biography of the history of cancer, to give people some background. And it's an opportunity to interact with people who are discussing cancer-related things.
Eisman says the Burns film was especially fascinating to him because it highlighted work done by early cancer pioneers like Sidney Farber. Eisman's father, Gustav, was also an oncologist who trained with Farber in the 1950s.
He had lunch with these guys. He knew these guys. And if you remember, you know, Sidney Farber was treating these pediatric leukemic patients with this new drug.
It was an innovative approach that showed remarkable success, and many now consider Farber to be the father of modern chemotherapy. Eisman says, unlike his father, he feels fortunate to practice at a time when cancer outcomes are so much better.
The treatments that we give today, 50% of them at least, didn't exist when I started practicing. There are people that we cure now that would have died when I was in training.
But what does Eisman say to patients who wonder whether they'd get better treatment or more options in a bigger city? The Rutland oncologist says he does recommend that patients with especially complicated health issues or complex cancers get a second opinion.
We can't do bone marrow transplants here. We can't do some specialty surgery here. But for 9 out of 10 people, we can do the therapy that they need.
That's important because he says most cancer patients need to keep working, and they do better, he says, when they can stay close to family and friends. Eisman says if he comes across new research or a trial that he thinks may help one of his patients, he just picks up the phone.
Oncology is still a relatively small community of people, so if there's a patient who needs something, an oncologist in Boston or somebody in Texas or San Francisco will say, you know, send me the notes and we'll see the patient and we're happy to take care of them.
Eisman says 15 or 20 years ago, people weren't as comfortable talking about cancer, death, or end-of-life issues. And he says Tuesday's film screening and discussion session afterwards are a good example of how that's changing for the better. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.